on this, the 7th day of June, 2021, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, PJ. Thanks for coming to my website, On Freedom. Man, I'm telling you, I thought that my home would be finished in a week. Who am I fooling? It's been so many years since I've had work, contractual work done on my house, I've forgotten how it is in Los Angeles. They're working more than one job, and I'm not the priority. Now, if I were rich, my house would have been finished. But anyhow, I'm patiently waiting. Finally got the color done right, and I told the guy, no, I don't want what your company has. I want the paint that I've chosen. Irish green, trimmed in that dark gray. It's real nice. I was going down the street in Inglewood, and I saw a house that was dark gray, like the color of my bedroom, and trimmed in black. That was just beautiful. And I was going to change the color code and get that done, but then I said, nah, too dark, too dark. I don't want to go that dark. I just didn't want to go that dark. How are you guys doing today? I hope you're doing well. It's a Monday in Los Angeles. It's overcast, cloudy. I also went down because I got a new front door. And so they said, oh, well, Mr. Coleman, your door is in. I said, well, come on. No, but you didn't pay the installation fee. And I said, what? So I had to do that. It costs now, you know? And I wanna take out some time and do this too, because I got a lot of things that I wanna say. And I wanna say this, Eric, I love you, man, because you're so real to me. He opened my eyes. I was speaking with him last night over the phone. He calls me now and then, one of the very few people from the old ministry days that called me and spoke to me. Oh, wait, here's some people driving by, and they're looking at the color of my house, and they're just glaring at it. Because the primer is on there. And the primer is this, what color is it? It's this crazy light blue. It's real weird. And but Zarex called me last night, and I was telling him that I really don't want to have anything to do with anglicized Christianity or religion when it comes to that. And he said, why? And so I said, well, because, you know, some of the shenanigans that's going on with a lot of white people now. And, you know, everything's got to be done by code, by business, or you just flat laid out to dry. And Zarek's reminded me something. He said it was black Christians that screwed over you, John. And then he told me, you've always been a naive person. You're kind of naive like that. And you didn't see it. And you know, he had a point. I didn't see it, and now I do see it, and I just don't want to be associated with anything like that. Let me share with you what this freedom is that I'm working towards. I yet want to help young black men find their way. I think that that is a plausible cause. It's for a very good cause. I think that men need to listen to older men to help them in order that they might get ahead. And I think that my home, my life, ought to be a reflection of how that takes place. And if I am not headed in that direction, helping young men, I don't do well with the ladies, because I know ladies need a place to stay. a dude got a fight. Man, I went to take care of some business earlier today, and I counted no less than three guys that I knew that were living on the street. And they had their baggage with them. And as I saw them carrying this baggage, I said, oh, my. Okay, now here's somebody just sent me something that they want me to watch about black men, and I'm going to watch that. But I want my home to depict that. I want to have my home fixed up, have it painted up, have the patio room set up nice, and so that, you know, the men during the summer days can come in and talk about life, get counseling from the OG, that's me. And as long as God has my mind still intact, and try to give them, not necessarily, I am going to give them some biblical insight, but I'm not going to have, I'll just have a Bible on the table in case some, and in case somebody says, well, what's the Bible there for? I said, in case you want to see what the God that we were given here would say to us, because I don't think that the Bible was put together by a bunch of racist white men to enslave black people. I do believe that certain parts of the Bible were taken in order, taken out of context in order to enslave the black man and to keep him in a servitude way, to keep him from railing up and living in the condition that he rightly should live in as entrepreneurs, as kings, as leaders of businesses. Just look at Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 100 years ago, that's what we produce. We can produce it wherever we go. We're producing it in Africa, developing businesses out of nowhere, seemingly. And so we're doing a good job at that. Now, what I want to do is before I leave the planet, and I want my house to be a catalyst for that, an oasis, so to say. I don't want any county money, any city money. I don't need any. Hey, it doesn't take county or city money to tell these young men what they need to hear. And I'd like to recruit some other older men with good ideas on how to do that. I want to have a meeting one day with older men back here, gay and straight. Doesn't make any difference what their frame of reference is. The difference is we must survive. And so I have a new spark of energy in my life because I'm not putting my house together to get another woman to come and live here with me 34 more years. No, I don't want anybody living with me. I want my house to be a place of ministry like my life has been, to help people. But like Zerix told me, John, stop being naive. Some people are going to use you. They used me during the church age. You know what I did is I counted the money up that Lucy and I gave to the church, and we counted up when she was alive. This was way back in 2000, over $400,000 at that time that I've given to the church. What if I had kept that money and invested it in a business for myself to do what I'm doing now? Because I'm piecemealing it now. I am piecemealing it together. I don't have a lot of money. A lot of people think I have a lot of money because I'm doing this. No, I'm taking the money that God has allowed me to have and investing that money in a place, and so that people will be comfortable when they come by my residence to hang out with me. I don't have any money. I would let the people know there's no money here, no money stashed here. I don't keep money around here. And so you don't have to break in thinking about killing me. Freedom is when you have the place open to help a brother get his mind right. Now, I know a lot of my African-minded brothers would tell me to forsake everything that Christianity brought my way. I can't do that because of the miracles and the facts that I have. I called out to God when my wife was ill. God answered my prayer. When my daughters were going through turmoil, God answered my prayer. The God that I learned about in that Bible. I'm not going to put that down. That would be blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. But I am not going to do things the way I did it when I was in the church, because the church and the way the organization is formed has become a tool to subject me to pain and ignorance. And I don't think that God wants that for me. I think that God wants all of us to love ourselves. We were taught by the church to hate ourselves. We were taught that we were depraved creatures. Well, anyway, I am. When I take a bowel movement and don't bury my bowel, that's depravity, because that bowel can mess up anyone else's clean life. But to be dirty because I was born that way, that is antithetical to what God is. And that is what Christianity teaches in certain corners, and it holds people back. I want people to have the freedom to express themselves in a real sense. You guys hear what I say? So let's take God for what he is, the creator of all things, and he's created the good in my mind. I'm not going to throw him out. There's certain people that talking about your ancestral worship and everything, and I believe in that. I believe that my daddy had something going. I am his offspring. I am his son. As a matter of fact, I am the firstborn of John W. Coleman. I'm his firstborn. You know what that means? That the other four children, and there were five of us in the family, but my oldest sister who passed away had a different father. I am the firstborn of John. I'll put some pictures up so you can see him. Since I am the firstborn of he and Marianne Coleman, I'm free. I was birthed free. I wasn't birthed as a slave. I was raised in a world that were driven by white man's laws, white man's rules. I learned how to do things that way to survive. And I did, with the grace of God, very well. I had a civilian job as a warehouseman for Sherborne Press. Thank you, Lou and Ruth Lenetsky. That gave me my first insight while I was a young man at 19 years old at working at a job, making my own money. Thank you, Lou and Ruth. It was their publishing house that got me started on my feet. Then my daddy, we're talking about freedom, told me, boy, you're going to have to make some money if you live in this city. I remember looking up at my daddy and saying, well, how do I do that? He said, well, I work for the city, so I'll bring you some exam things home. I was out of high school, sitting around the house, wasn't getting in trouble. I was keeping the house clean and doing that. And daddy said, boy, you need a job. See, I had a daddy. He jumped up in my face. He started bringing these things. And I remember, because I took my first exam for the city of Los Angeles was for a warehouseman, because I was a shipping clerk in Sherborne Press. And so I learned a lot from them. And then I, became a warehouseman. Now, as I'm a warehouseman, I passed that exam, and I passed pretty high on it. And I had an opening. I could have been a warehouseman at DWP, the Department of Water and Power. Let me see, who was the other people? And the police department. It was Department of Water and Power and the police department. I forget who the third thing was, but the city was hiring. And I knew I didn't want to work for the Department of Water and Power. They paid more money. But when it came up for the police job as a warehouseman, I liked the idea of working for the LAPD, because I've always been a law and order guy. And so I went there. And when I went there, the supervisor of the LAPD warehouseman job was a guy named Gilbert Martinez. Gilbert Martinez was a senior storekeeper. No, he was a storekeeper at LAPD Supply Division, which was located on, let me see if I can remember the street, San Fernando and Fletcher Drive. That's right, Fletcher Drive and San Fernando Road, right across the street from a bakery. The name of that bakery, it was a Dutch bakery. I forget the name of it right now, but I went there for an interview for the job, and my daddy told me how to dress in a suit and tie. And when I met Gilbert Martinez said, John Coleman, this is how important it is to have a daddy. See, that paved the way for you. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm talking about freedom. John Coleman. And he said, is your father named John Coleman? I said, yes, he is. Does he work for the city of Los Angeles? I said, yes, he does. He is a storekeeper working downtown for Auto Parts. And he said, I know your dad. I work with your dad. I said, for real? And he said, yes, I know your dad. I work with your dad. And he said, oh, you have the job, John, because your dad and I were very good friends. He's a very smart man and knows how to get things done. The influence of having a dad in the house is paramount, guys. It is paramount. For those of you young men, listen, try to get back with daddy. I hate to break down over this microphone and everything, but oh my God. I got that job, and that was the beginning of an 18-year career with the city of Los Angeles. And I was a warehouseman at LAPD Supply Division, San Fernando Road and Fletcher Drive, and I continued to take promotional exams. I took the station officer exam. By that time, I'm married to Lucy. I took the station officer exam, and Lucy and I would have words because she knew that I like uniforms, that I love being in the Army. And she knew that I was really striving to become a cop. But she begged me not to do that because she said, honey, you get yourself killed because instead of you arresting the felon, you'd be trying to win him over to the right side. Well, of course. And I spoke with Captain Grassley, who is the commander of LAPD Supply Division at that time, and he tried to recruit me. He came down to my workbench downstairs in the warehouse for my lunch break, and he says, John, I've been looking at your records and looking at you, and you make a fine LAPD police officer. Why don't you join the force? And I said, Commander Grassley, I would join, but my wife would leave me because she said she'd be scared for me because I'm too kind. And he said he understood. He says, but you're a fine character, and your dad works for the city and everything. Young boys don't have that. They don't have that in fathers. See, moms, when you kick the daddy out of the house, that's how you hurt the black male or the black Hispanic or the Hispanic male. You bring harm to us because when daddy's not there, daddy is the one where order and everything comes from. I still help young men like that because I know the importance of having a daddy in the home. Man, I'm getting excited about this. You know, just talking about what real freedom is. Freedom is having your dad there. And I can go to the Bible and quote verses about the dad in the house. Every culture knows how important it is to have dad in the house. Now, we're African Americans in America, like it or not, and America hasn't played out. Some of you might think it has. I don't want to talk about George Floyd and all that. I believe in Juneteenth. I believe in those beautiful things that give us order and stamina and conclusion in our lives. But we need to seriously take a close look how important daddies are. And the Oasis, our Harcourt House, will become a place for that, a place to build strong fathers, strong daddies. And that's what I'm doing. It's not going to be sponsored by no church and religious organization, no missionaries, and no monies, and no pastors, and things like that. This is me. And as long as my mind is stable and sharp, and I pray that God will keep it that way, that I don't get dementia or something else, I'm going to do it. If I would ever, and I know this is negative talk, I'm just saying it this one time, if I ever become ill and can't do what I believe God wants me to do, I'll let you people know it first, and you can stop coming by here, stop listening to me. Entry level is a bottle of good red wine. That's it. Because that'll spawn some communication and some exchange. Well, I like red wine, and it's good for my heart. All right. That's what freedom is. I'd love to hear some of your freedom stories when my patio room, oh, it's all in disarray back there because they're getting ready to paint the house. I'll put up some more pictures so you can see. Go to my Facebook page and so that you will be able to follow me. That's what I want you to do. Looks like my neighbor must be getting ready to sell her house. She got somebody over there taking pictures of everything. Yep, getting ready to sell it. See, you can almost buy houses on my street now for almost $1 million. Can you believe that? $1 million. And when I originally bought this place, I bought it for $18,500. Can you believe that? You better believe it. This is PJ. Thanks for coming by my site. I love you too.